Hi. This week the question is it okay to shoot someone breaking into your home? Recently, I overheard two people having a conversation about what they would do if someone broke into their homes in the middle of the night. One lady said this. She said, quote, "I asked my pastor, if someone breaks into my home, don't I have the right to shoot them and protect myself? And he told me, you sure can. God doesn't expect you to just stand there and let someone attack you." And then he quoted a passage to me where Jesus talked about a sword, but I can't remember the passage, end quote. Her conversation went something along that line. Well, the passage that this lady could not remember is the following passage. In Luke chapter 22, verse 35 through 38, the Bible says, "Jesus said to them, 'When I sent you without money, bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything?' So they said, 'Nothing.' Then he said to them, 'But now he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you that this which is written must still be accomplished in me, and he was numbered with the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end.' So they said, 'Look, Lord, here are two swords.' And he said to them, 'It is enough.'" Now, what I want to ask is this question. Does this passage of Scripture, Luke 22, verse 35 through 38, does that passage justify self-defense or participation in war? And the answer to this is no. Jesus told these disciples to buy a sword for an object lesson. He was going to teach these disciples very soon that they were not allowed to use the sword for defense. In Luke chapter 22, verse 49 through 51, listen to this now as the story continues. The Bible says, "When those around him saw what was going to happen, they said, 'Lord, shall we strike with the sword?' And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, 'Permit even this.' And he touched his ear and healed him." Now, the parallel passage is in Matthew chapter 26, verses 51 through 54. Let me read the parallel passage. It says, "And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, 'Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the Scripture be fulfilled that thus it must happen?" Now, listen, if Jesus could not be defended with a sword against this ungodly mob, how could Christians conclude that they can defend themselves with a gun? Jesus was sinless. We are sinners. Jesus was unjustly put to death. We deserve to die because of our sins. Now, if the sinless Son of God could not be defended with a sword, how could we use lethal force to defend ourselves? When Jesus told Peter to put his sword back into its place, he forever prohibited his disciples from using the sword to defend themselves. Lethal, deadly force is not an option for Christians. If you'd like to hear a thorough examination of what the Bible teaches about warfare and Christian involvement in lethal force, then I invite you to visit our website. In the drop-down menu box, scroll down to War and the Bible. And there, you will find several audio files and written articles dealing with what the Old Testament and the New Testament teaches on this interesting and vital subject. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. I invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. And there, At our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message that you just listened to. I invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.